The now fired Minneapolis police officer seen on video kneeling on George Floyd has been arrested and charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter in connection with the death of Floyd. No word at this point as to what will happen to the other three police officers fired after they were seen standing by and doing nothing. For more on what will happen to them in the legal system, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Renato Mariotti, former federal prosecutor and now a partner in the law firm Thompson Coburn in Chicago. Thanks for being with us. As always, we always appreciate your expertise. Let's start with this. The fact that these four individuals are police officers, in what ways does that sort of complicate the options for prosecutors?
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing it means is that they're going to have some issues getting a conviction from a jury. I mean, at the end of the day, in this country, you need to prove someone's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. And in my experience investigating police officers, one of the challenges is that jurors often want to believe them, and they understand that they have difficult jobs. And we'll often give them the benefit of the doubt. So that's one hurdle. There are others, because there are also legal hurdles to bringing a federal charge here. And that's why I think we see state charges that have been brought rather than federal charges.
In your view, what possible charges could the other three face, and do you think that those charges will be filed?
That's a great question. So I think that, you know, certainly if this was something where we don't know enough of the evidence yet, but if there was some sort of, you know, premeditation beyond what we see in the video or some sort of agreement amongst them, there could be a potential conspiracy charge. But I think it's more likely that they're going to be charged potentially with, you know, whether or not they were their failure to act was the issue. I don't know whether or not they are going to be able to be charged with murder. I think that will be a more difficult charge for them to make because they were, I think, not directly the cause of it. So it's really going to be more attenuated. And I think that it's understandable that people want the other officers charged, but I think it's harder to tell from the video exactly what their role was and what they were doing, so I just don't have enough information to know exactly what charges would be brought.
Remind us how this works with parallel investigations at the county level, perhaps state level, and at the federal level.
Yeah, so what's almost certainly happening is at the state and federal level, there are parallel investigations. We know the feds are investigating. For the feds, and this is, you know, where a lot of my experience is, we would be looking at 18 U.S.C. 242. It's a crime essentially that says you cannot deprive someone of their constitutional rights under color of law. So here he's being deprived of his life, you know, under color of law. In other words, as a law enforcement officer, the issue there is that you have to prove willfulness. You have to prove that he knew at the time that what he was doing was illegal and the officer, you know, was trying to break the law. And it's easy for a jury to say, oh, well, he made a mistake or he was caught up in the heat of the moment. He wasn't thinking he was breaking the law. That's the challenge on the federal side. But that'll be proceeding. You can expect the state investigation to continue. I would expect potentially additional charges, certainly against the officer who's already been charged. There may be charges against the other officers or disciplinary action taken. And then I think the question is going to be, do the feds come in too, which could potentially put a lot of pressure on the defendant to potentially plead to something.
Well, thank you for your time. We really appreciate it. Renato Mariotti is a former federal prosecutor.